The Constitutional Tribunal Wednesday found the Democrat Party not guilty of slander, bribery and false detention charges linked to general elections last April.
และให้ยกคำร้องในส่วนที่ขอให้ยุบพรรคประชาธิปัตย์ผู้ถูกร้องที่หนึ่ง
ครับฟังรายงานที่เป็นคดีครับ
Party leaders who had faced five-year bans from politics called for the country to move on and hold a new vote. The Democrat Party had boycotted last year's elections, which were later annulled. Instead of punishing the Democrats, the court found several smaller parties guilty of breaching electoral laws and said they should be dissolved. Titanan Ponsudarak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, says the ruling is significant.
The clearing of all charges against the Democrat Party have already reshaped the political party landscape because now the Democrats will be allowed to run. The evidence has always been less convincing than against Thai Rak Thai.
The ruling was broadcast nationwide on radio and TV amid heightened security. Titanan says a judgment against the former governing party Thai Rak Thai could sharply divide the country.
A lot of Thai Rak Thai supporters around the country will feel that this is discrimination, that this is persecution, and they will likely protest. We will see more rumblings and undercurrents and more volatility in the coming week.
And Sunny Napong, a Thai Rak Thai party executive outside the tribunal, said the key issue was to return Thailand to democracy after the military coup of last September.
The bigger problem is how can we go to the real democratic and going to the election is more important.
Prime Minister Suriyut Chalanot, who heads the military government, says a referendum will be held on a newly drafted constitution and that fresh elections are planned for mid-December this year. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.